A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus had to pass through Samaria. He came to a town of Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of land that Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there. Jesus, tired from his journey, sat down there at the well. It was about noon. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "How can you, a Jew, ask me, a Samaritan woman, for a drink?" Jesus answered and said to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." The woman said, "Sir, you do not even have a bucket, and the cistern is deep. Where then can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us this cistern and drank from it himself with his children and his flocks?" Jesus answered and said to her, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks the water that I shall give will never thirst. The water I shall give will become in that person a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I may not be thirsty or have to keep coming here to draw water." The woman said to him, "I know that the Messiah is coming, the one called the Anointed, and when he comes, he will tell us everything." The woman left her water jar, and she went into the town, and she said to the people, "Come, see a man who told me everything I have done. Could he possibly be the Messiah?" They went out of the town and came to him. Many of the Samaritans of that town began to believe in him because of the word of the woman who testified, "He told me everything I have done." When the Samaritans came to him, they invited him to stay with them, and he stayed there for 2 days. Many more began to believe in him because of his word, and they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your word, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is truly the Savior of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Some of you might remember that beautiful film several years ago entitled A River Runs Through It. It ends with these beautiful, powerful words. "Eventually, all things merge into one, and a river runs through it." That river is born in the heart of God, and it races through all of creation and through our entire being, overflowing with life. It's the same river that has been flowing through us since the day of our baptism. It is, in fact, the river of life. But if that river is flowing through us all the time, why is it that we sometimes feel parched and dry and lonely, lost along the way? From Psalm 62, we hear, "O God, you are my God, for you I long. For you my body yearns, for you my soul thirsts like a dry, weary land without water. So I look to you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory, for your love is better than life." How do we, who call ourselves followers of Jesus, make our way to the banks of that river of life so that we can drink every day at the source of life itself? This was the question, the existential question of the Samaritan woman that day at the well. She probably didn't even know that this question was eating away at her. All she knew was that life was dry, and it had been a long time since she had been able to drink water that truly quenched her thirst. Pope Francis says, "Jesus' thirst was not so much for water, but to meet a parched soul. He asks her for a drink of water to bring to light the thirst that was in her. The woman is moved by this encounter," says Pope Francis, "and she asks Jesus those profound questions that all of us have, but we often ignore." You know, Jesus isn't afraid to wander into our dry land of existential thirst. He He's not afraid of being human. Without knowing it, how we suddenly just open our eyes and there is Jesus sitting on the edge of the well in our own town, in our own village, in our own heart and soul. Life can get hard at times. It gets hot and dusty. And Jesus shows up thirsty. Thirsty like us. And he opens a door to us that allows us to trust and have hope. Meister Eckhart, the 13th century Dominican mystic, says this: God's image, God's son, is in the ground of the soul like a fount of living water. But if we throw earth, which is earthly desire, on it, on this fount of water, it impedes and conceals the fountain so that we do not perceive or grow aware of it. But the fountain itself goes on living. And when we take away the earth that has been thrown over it, it appears and we know that it is still there. The important words that Eckhart is giving to us, he says, the fount itself goes on living. This is the good news for us. Even though we sometimes clog up that river, God doesn't stop flowing. Sin and disobedience, selfish and violence can often block and halt that flow of God's energy and love. But if we really look deeply into ourselves, we can touch the river again. It's always there. It's important that we learn how to reconnect ourselves in those difficult times with this beautiful, deep flow of energy and life. The good news, brothers and sisters, is that we don't have to find our way to the water of life. The water and the well of life-giving water has come to us in the person of Jesus. We are refreshed and healed. Water, bread and wine, and abundant mercy, an overflowing well of mercy.